At the home of Mr. and Mr., Prabhupada speaks to an audience of judges and members of the bar, 30th January 1971.
ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीता येना तस्म श्रीगुरव श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्ट स्थात जीन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा ददा सपदाक वंदेहं श्रीगुरुश्रीजितपकमल श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवां श्रीरूपं शाग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितान् हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपीशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी मृखभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन दिस कृष्ण कॉन्शसनेस मूवमेंट इज नोन ऑल्सो एज भागवत धर्म भागवत धर्म मीन्स the religious principles by which the lost relationship between God and the living entities are re-established. At the present moment, we are forgetful of our relationship with God or Krishna. When I speak Krishna, Krishna means God. Or when I speak God, God means Krishna. Krishna su Bhagavan Sam, Ishara Parama Krishna. People are searching after God. Where is God? But they do not see that here is God, Krishna. Krishna appeared himself 5,000 years ago in India, and he exhibited his godly qualities. He established himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his various activities, and still people are blind to see God. That is very regrettable. At least in India, one should not be speaking to know what is God, what is God's quality, what is God's pastime, what is God's name, what is God's form. This is due to forgetfulness. Krishna is God. That is accepted by all the acharyas. We are guided, our Indian civilization, our religious life, our culture, our Vedic knowledge, they are all directed by the Acharya. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the chapter, the 13th chapter, there are different steps for God realization or self-realization And one of the items is acharya upasanam, to follow the footsteps of the acharya. So all the acharyas in India, Madhyacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and Sripad Shankaracharya. Although Shankaracharya's philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy, there is little difference of opinion, but still Sripad Shankaracharya has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Lord. So Bhagavan Swayam Krishna, he has very expressly stated in his comments on Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And people may not be misdirected. Therefore, he specifically mentioned the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. Just like our identification in the law court is made by the father's name. So Sripad Shankaracharya has not only mentioned the father's name, the mother's name. So Krishna is accepted not in this modern age, in the past also, like Vyasadeva, Nara, Asita, all of them have accepted. And Lord Chaitanya also, his method is Krishnavasi. His philosophy is Aradha Bhagavan Vrijasatana. The only worshipable Lord is Krishna. He is specifically mentions Vrijasatana, the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Vrijabhumi. Aradha Bhagavan Vrijasatanaya Tadhyamam Vrindavanam. And he is abode Vrindavan. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's abode, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's entourage, they are all absolute truth. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name, because Krishna is absolute. There cannot be any difference. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Maya Tatamidam Sadvam is all-pervasive nature. There cannot be anything except Krishna. Maya Tatamidam Sadvam. So how Krishna vibration can be different from Krishna? That is stated in the Shastras also, Abhinnatyad Namanam. Krishna and his name, they are identity. There is no difference. Therefore, in this age, it is recommended, not only for this age, but other ages also, the importance of chanting holy name of the Lord is there in all Vedic scriptures. But it is specially mentioned that it is useful in this age of Kali, because they cannot perform any other method. It is impossible. There are different methods, karma, jnana, yoga, and bhakti. But everything is leading to bhakti. When karma leads to bhakti, that is called karma yoga. When jnana leads to bhakti, that is called jnana yoga. And when yoga, actually yoga means bhakti yoga. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, योगिनामपि सर्वेषां मद्गत अंतरात्मना सद्यावान भजते जूमांग समी युक्तो तमोमत. Amongst all these yogis, a person who is constantly engaged to think of Krishna within himself, dhyanavastita yogina pashantijan yogina. Dhyan means to concentrate the mind upon Vishnu or Krishna. That is real dhyan. Therefore, in the shastras it is stated that the yogis who are engaged in meditation, they try to find out Krishna or Vishnu. Krishna and Vishnu the same. So this Krishna consciousness movement is a practical movement for reviving our dormant consciousness about Krishna. There is no separation from Krishna, as the father and the son cannot be separated. But there is sometimes forgetfulness on the part of the son to forget his father. That is our present position. So I wish to recite one or two slokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, which was in the course of instruction given by Maharaj, Emperor Rishabhdev to his sons. Emperor Rishabhdev, he was the emperor of the whole planet. Formerly, perhaps you will not disagree that the king or the emperor in India, this place, they used to rule over all the parts of the world, up to Maharaj Parikshit. There was only one flag, one king, that we get from Mahabharata history. So, long ago, when this Bharatvarsha name was not also given, previously the name of this planet was Ilavati Varsha. Then, after Rishabhdev, when his eldest son, Maharaj Bharat, became the emperor, this planet was known as Bharatvarsha, the whole planet. Unfortunately, with the beginning of this Kali Yuga, after the death of Maharaj Parikshit, the influence of Kali began to rise. This Bharatvarsha became, separated by different states. Just like recently we have got experience, 20 years ago, there was no existence of Pakistan. But unfortunately, Pakistan has now become a different state. Similarly, the whole world was previously one, Bharatvarsha. But for want of cultural deficiency, it has been separated in so many small parts all over the world. That is the history of Mahabharata. So, this separation is due to cultural deficiency, and that is Krishna consciousness. Just like where from these Mahavidans came. They did not come from any other part. They were inhabitants of this country, but because they culturally deviated, therefore they were known as Mahavidans. And similarly, there are many others also. This is a cultural difference only. They acquired a different culture and they wanted to be separate. Now, if we study the history of the world, then the world cannot give us history more than 2,600 years or 3,000. What was the cultural unity of this world before 3,000 years? The cultural unity was this Krishna consciousness. That's a fact. If there are research scholars, they will find it out. Even still, some temples are found in Russian country and other countries also, South America. So the culture was one, Krishna consciousness. Gradually it deviated. So Rishabdev, the father of Maharaj Bharat, at that time there was no division. There was only one unit, Bharatvarsha. And Maharaj Rishabdev, before his retirement, he wanted to retire from his royal order. So he wanted to give some instructions to his sons. He had 100 sons. And people are now clamoring about population of increase of population. But at that time, you can see there are persons who could beget 100 sons, still there was no question of increasing population. Because this is not a problem. We should understand, increasing population is no problem, because there is no question of supply of food. The supply of food comes from the Supreme Personality of God. So, if he likes, he can feed many, many millions of population, although we may think it is increased. Because from Vedic literature we understand, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka bahunam vidudhati kama. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme, nitya, eternal. God is eternal. And we are eternals, we are plural number. And God is singular. Nitya, nityanam. Just like in our modern age also, there is one Supreme Person. Suppose in our country, we are so many individual personalities, citizens, but there is one Supreme Person, the President. So, similarly, there are innumerable living entities all over the universe, all over the creation, but amongst these innumerable, plural number living entities, there is one who is called the Supreme, Parameshwara. We get it from Vedic literature. Krishna also says, the bhoktaram jagratavasam sarvaloka maheswaram sridham sarvabhutanam. He claims that I am the only enjoyer. Actually, the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is the enjoyer because he is the proprietor. Sarvaloka maheswaram. But he is not a proprietor of which we have got experience. He is Sridhang Sarvabhutanam. And Vedas also confirm this. Eka Bhunam Vidadati Kama. That one personality of Godhead, he maintains all other plural number personalities. So, my point is that Rishabdev is a prominent historical personality. Therefore, his name is mentioned in the history, and it is also known that he had 100 sons. There may be others also who could be get more than 100 sons. So there was no question of increasing population. The problems we have created, civilized man, the birds, bees, snakes, They don't care for increasing population. Oh. There is enough food. They are not anxious in the morning. Where shall I get food? They are confident that somewhere or elsewhere my food is there. Oh. No birds, no beasts die of starvation. It is simply a problem in the human society. Because we have forgotten God, Krishna. Formerly also in India, there is no scarcity. During Maharaj Yudhishthira's kingdom, Maharaj Parikshit's kingdom, and what to speak of Maharaj Ramchandra's kingdom, there is no question of scarcity. The scarcity comes out of our own creation. Purnamida, Purnamada. Purna, Purnamudachyate. Everything is full, everything is complete in the creation of God. But trouble is that because we have forgotten God, therefore there are so many troubles. People have become godless asuras. And they create trouble. It is not the creation of God, it is the creation of the asuras. And who is the asura? Asura means who are against the existence of the Supreme Personality of God. They are called asuras. Just like Ravan. Ravan was the son of a Brahmin. He was a very learned scholar. And everything was complete. But he denied to accept Lord Rama as the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore he is called Rakshasa, Asura. So many good names are there. So in the Shastras also we see there are two classes of men. Daiva Hasura Evat. One class of men are gods, are demigods. Daiva. And another is Asura. And who is Daiva and Asura? Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Daiva Asura Stad Viparjan. Vishnu Bhakta, those who are devotees of the Supreme Personality of God as Vishnu, they are called demigods or godly. Others, Viparjaya, those who are just the opposite number, they are called Asura. This is the definition. So Rishabdev, before retirement, as it is the duty of the father to give instruction to his son before retirement to see the family affair or the state. And similarly, Rishabdev instructed to his 100 sons, you will be interested to know also that out of his 100 sons, 11 became yogis, 9 became yogis, and 11 became kshatriyas, and balance, they were ordinary persons. Now they are Brahmins, they become Brahmins, yes. Now, the father was kshatriya. Rishabdev, he was emperor, he was kshatriya. So, his sons naturally we should consider as kshatriyas. But how some of them become Brahmins, and some of them become yogis, and some of them become Brahmins? That is the regulative principle according to Shastra. Not by birth, one is kshatriya, or one is Brahmin, or one is Shudra, but by quality. Just like some of the respectable gentlemen who are sitting here, some of you are lawyers, some of you are judges, so it is by qualification. Not that because your father was a lawyer, therefore you have become a lawyer, or because your father was a judge, therefore you have become a judge. No. It is a qualification. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita also states, Chaturvarnam Maya system guna karma vibhagas. Guna and karma, quality and actual work. One must have passed his examination in law and he must be practicing, then he is called a lawyer or a judge. Not that because he has passed or because he has gone to the law firm. He must practice all. Similarly, the brahminical qualities one should acquire and he must practice in life as a brahmin. The kshatriyas also must acquire the qualities and he must act according to a kshatriya regulative principles. Similarly, vaishya, a shudra. So these are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. The brahminical qualifications are stated there. The kshatriya qualifications are stated there. The vaishya qualifications are stated there. The shudra qualifications are stated there. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam you will find Narad Muni says to Maharaj Yudhisthira that jasahi jat lakhanam syat varnabhi bhanjakam. Varna, this classification of social order, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya and shudra, and less than that is accepted by the symptoms, lakhana, characteristics, not by birth. Jasahi jat lakhanam syat varnabhi bhanjakam. Varnabhi varna means these four or social orders. Abhivanjakam, expressing by the lakshan, by the characteristics. Jasahi jat lakhanam syat varnabhi bhanjakam. Jadi annatrapi disyeta tat tenaiva vinirdise. If such characteristics are found in some other group, that group or that person should be accepted according to that characteristic. So these things are there. So actually Vedic culture is not stereotyped. It is not stagnant. It is dynamic. So we have to, at the present moment, if we are really serious about our culture, through this Krishna consciousness movement, we have to spread this Vedic culture and collect and pick up who is in Brahmin qualification, who is in a Kshatriya qualification, who is a Vaishya. Don't make it that these system of division of the social order is only monopolized by India. No. It is not that. It should be spread. Then people will accept also. Just like these boys and girls, they are being trained up to become as qualified Brahmins. So if you don't accept them, that they are not Brahmins, that is not according to Shastra. That may be your whimsical estimation. But actually, we have to find out. Because when Krishna says, when God says, that Chaturvarnam Maya system gunakarma vibhavat, I have created these four orders of society according to quality and according to work. How you can deny the facility to others? Anything created by God is enjoyed by everyone. Not that a particular type of society or particular type of community. God's gift is enjoyable by everyone. That is equal, actually spiritual communism. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That same Narad Muni, when was speaking to Yudhisthira Maharaj, he said that whatever property is there, whatever things are there, either in the sky or in the land or in the water, everything belongs to God. And all the sons of God, all the living entities, they have right to enjoy the property of the Father. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if we actually want to give our Vedic culture to the world, we should think in that light, as it is given to us by our acharyas or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this culture, Krishna consciousness culture, is being spread all over the world on this principle, and people are accepting. And our only request is that those who are thoughtful Indians and responsible leaders of the society, they should take this movement very seriously. It is not a concocted idea given by me. No. It is authorized. And it is on the principles of Vedic knowledge. And it is the duty of the Indians to understand this cultural movement very seriously and spread it all over the world. That is our business. Therefore, this was indicated by Lord Chaitanya, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Ja. Anyone who has taken birth as a human being, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Ja. Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropaka. A such person, first of all, let him realize his constitutional position, because there are facilities. In India, we have got this Vedic literature. Anadi bohirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela, atayev Krishna ved purana kurila. Why our great sages and saintly persons have made so many literatures? Because it is an opportunity for the Indian to realize his constitutional position. And there is so much help, just like Bhagavad Gita is given by the Lord Himself for self-realization. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that anyone who has taken his birth as a human being should realize his constitution position, taking help from the acharyas and great sages and Lord Krishna, and then spread that knowledge all over the world. Paropakar, because in other parts of the world they are not so advanced in spiritual knowledge. That's a fact. They agree to that. And it is our duty to spread this spiritual knowledge all over the world. If you do not do that, then it is called jnana khala. We are miser, we have become miser. Kripana, kripana. The two words, Brahman and Kripana. Brahman means liberal. And kripana, there is a Bengali word that if a Brahman gets 1 lakh of rupees, he is still a beggar. Why he is beggar? Because he does not keep anything for his sense gratification. He immediately distributes. So you have to create Brahmins, real Brahmins, who can distribute this Vedic knowledge all over the world. That is in present need. We have to create actually Brahmins, liberal. Not that I know this, I shall not let know any other. That is kripana. Just like kripana means miser. He has got money, but he does not want to distribute it or utilize it properly. He is called kripana. Kripana phala hetava. And Bhagavad Gita it says, kripana, those are miser, they simply want to enjoy the fruits of his labor, himself. But our culture is Brahminical culture. Become liberal. Just purify your own life. then take the knowledge and distribute to the whole world. So this is a teeny attempt purpose personally I'm trying to do. But if all Indians they join with this movement, I think the whole world will be Krishna conscious. Thank you very much.